শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাচারী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। হরে কৃষ্ণ। So I am very happy to have so much of your association. Yesterday I had the association three times. Today we are again having this opportunity. And I believe this morning also, this evening also we have a program. Hare association is very important for everyone. It is not that only the householders need association or the brahmacharis need association. Sannyasis also need association because Kali Yuga is very difficult. In other ages, the sannyasis used to leave home. Vanaprasthis used to live home. And they used to go to a remote place and practice Krishna consciousness. But Kali Yuga is different. First of all, in Kali Yuga, people don't have the ability to lead that kind of life away from everything. And another thing is, the age of Kali, Krishna has created a very special arrangement, seeing our fallen condition, seeing our inability. Krishna has created some very special arrangement. And what is that arrangement? Just remain wherever you are. But follow the process of Krishna consciousness according to the injunctions of the scriptures, Shruti Gatha. There is no need to go to the forest. If that was the prerequisite, then how many would be able to practice spiritual life? That is one consideration. The other consideration is people in the age of Kali have become so caught up with their materialistic affairs that they don't have any time to even go to the temple. They don't have the time, nor do they have the inclination to go to the temple. Therefore, the Lord has made the arrangement, okay, if you can't go to the temple, just stay at home. Or wherever you are, chant the holy name. That is what is. Another thing is that as I was just touching that point yesterday, that the arrangement of the age of Kali is there is no Varnashram. Varnashram is actually the foundation of religion. Religion is based on Varnashram. That's why in Bhagavad Gita you will notice Krishna is emphasizing that no, Arjuna, this is your dharma, you must practice. Meaning you are a kshatriya, so you must act like a kshatriya. But in the age of Kali, what happened? In the age of Kali, Ashuddha Sudra Kalpahi Brahmana Kali Sankala. Even the Brahmanas have become worse than Ashuddha. So if the Brahmanas have become like Shudras, then what to speak of others? That means no Varnas. No Brahmin, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya, and everybody has become Shudra or worse than Shudra. So when the situation is so precarious, what to do? What should be done? Now Krishna is the supreme organizer. So when he saw the situation is going to become like this, he made the necessary arrangement. Just like when the father sees that the child is not able to do something, what does the father do? Does he make the process more difficult? Or he simplifies it for him? He simplifies. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our Supreme Father, has simplified the process. And see the efficacy of this process. Everybody has become Shudra. Shudra means servant. So in this age, practically everybody has become Shudra, and a few are Vaishyas. No Kshatriya, no Brahman. So we can say that in this age, everybody has become Shudra or servant. So Krishna made the arrangement, okay, become the servant of Krishna. And to become the servant of Krishna is actually spiritually the highest platform. On the spiritual context, Shudras are the highest. Shudra means to become the servant of Krishna is the highest. Well, we can look at it also in this way. What is this material nature? Material nature is a perverted reflection of the spiritual nature. So in a reflection, what it looks like? When you look at the reflection, say reflection of a tree, the trunk of the tree appears to be the highest in the reflection. But the trunk of the tree is the lowest part of the tree. And the topmost part of the tree appears to be the lowest part in the reflection. So on the spiritual context, to serve Krishna is the highest position. And in the material context, to become a servant is the lowest position. So this is how Krishna has created an inconceivable good fortune for all of us. Direct access to become the greatest devotee of Krishna, servant. Those who don't have any other consideration. Does the servant have to chant Vedic mantras to serve the master? See, the Brahmanas have to chant the Vedic mantras. Kshatriyas have to fight for Krishna. Now in order to chant the Vedic mantra, we have to become big scholars. Learn the Sanskrit language. And Sanskrit is such a difficult language that just to learn grammar it takes 12 years. So who would be able to learn that language? And then Kshatriyas have to be so expert in fighting. So brave, so powerful. Like when you see the way the Kshatriyas fought those days. You remember Bhishma? Just consider Bhishma. Arrows have pierced through his body. So much so that there was practically no space left in his body. When he fell on a bed of arrows. But still he didn't die. With ordinary people, just one arrow goes through his body. Hanuman, when he went to Lanka, he just wanted to have some fun. And you know what he did? He plundered Ravan's most favorite garden, Ashoka garden. And he was just waiting because he wanted to have some fun. So look at his fun. And Ravan's guards came, and they were equipped with weapons and powerful persons. But Hanuman just picked up one rod, iron rod. And with that iron rod he finished them all. Then Ravan came, one of his generals, with a full regiment, full army. Hanuman alone took care of them. Then, as you know, Ravan sent his son, Akshay Kumar. The son was dead. And the fight that took place between Akshay and Hanuman, one of the first thing Akshay did is he shoot three arrows that hit Hanuman on the forehead. Can you imagine three arrows? Obviously it shattered his brain. But Hanuman was unaffected. He kept on fighting. And how he was fighting, Hanuman jumped and Akshay kept on chasing him in the space. And there they started to fight in the space. And finally, of course, Hanuman killed him. But he praised that young boy. Oh, very skilled warrior. So many times they get hit in the chest. Nothing happened. Can you imagine three arrows in your head? So this is how the... Now modern people will say, how is it possible? These are fairy tales. No. These are real. These are factual. In the Vedas there is no room for a lie. Why should these exalted people lie? Can you imagine Prabhupada lying? Can you ever imagine Prabhupada lying? Can you ever imagine they're the best line? They'll say something, writing a comic book. No, he's just presenting the facts. And you can see what is there, how is it possible that they could behave like that? It's possible because their link, the soul, link with the body is so little, or the soul is dominating the body so much that the body's pain is not affected by that. The spiritual energy is predominating, not the physical energy. So with this way we can see in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, people had inconceivable prowess and potency, especially the Kshatriya. But in this age, the Brahmanas, there is no Brahmana. Prabhupada said that he is only creating some Brahmanas 2 weeks ago. There is no Brahmana. Prabhupada said that because there is no Brahmanas in India, I am making Brahmanas in America. That's right. And this is how through ISKCON Srila Prabhupada is creating real Brahmanas. How many Brahmanas are here? Ved Prakash? Are you Brahmana? By birth. I thought as well, because the name itself is... But the thing is, you can say, what did you learn as a Brahmana? Nothing. Just janeyu hua tha, janeyu mila tha. Balki aur kya sikha? Just a ritual. But now you are learning coming to ISKCON. So in this way, Prabhupada is creating the real Varnashram, real Varna, just one aspect of Varna, Brahmana. Prabhupada didn't try to create Kshatriyas. Kshatriyas cannot be created. Kshatriyas have to be Kshatriyas. Meaning, they have to be powerful. You can't just as we Brahmanas, we give second initiation and say, now you got an opportunity to become a Brahmana. We can't do that with Kshatriyas. And Vaishyas and Sudras, let's recognize the fact that, as we were discussing yesterday, in the age of Kali, practically everybody has become Sudra. And the British education system has helped India very much in that. Prabhupada pointed out that it is a Sudra education system. Because the whole education is geared towards getting a job. And now we have seen what is happening. This education system is geared towards getting a job, but now there is not enough job. More people are getting educated naturally. Their jobs have limitations, and nowadays everybody is getting so highly qualified. And there are so many PhDs, so many engineers, so many doctors. Anyway, at least the doctors can have their independent occupation. But for others, it's difficult. Doctors and CAs, they can have their independent occupation. But for others, like MBA, big title. MBA. But ultimately, what he is getting, he's getting a little more dignified job. But what Prabhupada is doing. You know what Prabhupada told me during one of our first meetings? Prabhupada told me, look, for so many lifetimes you are trying to enjoy. And you can see that you are still not happy. So just offer this life to Krishna. Just offer this life to Krishna. Actually, first he said that. Just offer this life to Krishna. And then he said, for so many lifetimes we are trying to enjoy. So don't. And you can see that you are still not happy. So just offer this life to Krishna and see what happens. And then Prabhupada said, don't get involved with any woman. And then Prabhupada gave an elaborate instruction that how in this material nature, simply because we are trying to enjoy, we are getting caught up. We are simply getting caught up. We are thinking that we will enjoy, but what is happening is an illusion. There is no enjoyment in the material nature. So why run after that enjoyment? Go to Krishna. And I can see what a what a display of an inconceivable mercy it was. And then soon after that, Prabhupada gave me sannyas. And devotees sometimes say that I was so fortunate that Prabhupada gave me sannyas so quickly. But I can see that it was actually Prabhupada's mercy indeed. Because Prabhupada closed the door behind me. And because he gave me sannyas, there was no room for me, no way for me to go back to that life. And how wonderful it is to just serve Krishna, preach his glory, inspire others to become devotees. I hope you are inspired. And at least I am trying to give you the right understanding. Give you the right understanding of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And those who are householders, there is no harm. Prabhupada also says that. I'll give you an example. One sannyasi got married. And after that, he left. So he came to see Srila Prabhupada before Srila Prabhupada left the planet. And that sannyasi was a very, very dynamic preacher. He used to lead beautiful kirtan. He also used to be the GBC of ISKCON. And he was very dear to Srila Prabhupada also. Then Prabhupada said, when he came, then Prabhupada said, why did you leave? He said, you got married, but that doesn't mean that you have to leave. You got married, so what? Then Prabhupada pointed out some other householder devotee who was sitting there in the room. Prabhupada told him, see, he is a how he got married. He got married. He got married. And that person, that devotee, came back to his house. So this is how merciful Srila Prabhupada is. And also we have to understand, like, Prabhupada was dealing with young Americans, Europeans. I mean, it's difficult. Their lifestyle is very different. Like, at least in India we learn the life of a sannyasi, the meaning of sannyasi, the need for, you know, brahmachari life, the need to restrain yourself. At least from our childhood we get that understanding. So when we enter into sannyas life, we know what is expected. But oftentimes they don't. But Prabhupada pointed out, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Wherever you are, this is what? Mahaprabhu's mercy in the age of Kali. Wherever you are, just chant Hare Krishna, serve. And I'm seeing so many of you are rendering such wonderful service. And it is actually Krishna's arrangement. Why do you think you are in Dubai? Oh, I'm sorry. Why do you think you are in Kuwait? Because Mahaprabhu sent you. It is his plan. He planted you here because he has a mission. And you have to help him in that mission. You have to promote Krishna consciousness. Before the Arabs take to Krishna consciousness, you better take to Krishna consciousness. And who knows what may happen? Whoever thought that Americans would become devotees, Europeans would become devotees? Could anybody think, dream of it? The Americans becoming devotees of Krishna? But today what we are seeing? Could you ever imagine that the Russians would become devotees of Krishna? You know how many devotees are in Russia now? More than 75,000. It's really booming. So who knows? Like 30 years back, could you imagine that Krishna consciousness is spreading in Russia in this way? Those days, if you went to Russia and they found out that you are a Hare Krishna, they would just lock you up. They were persecuting the devotees. They were first giving psychological... First they would tell them not to become devotees. They would give a psychological treatment. They will tell you that, you know, it's not good to be a Hare Krishna. Still then, if you did not accept, then they would give you chemicals, very strong drugs to kind of spoil your brain. Still, if you did not give up your allegiance to Krishna consciousness, they would send you to the labor camps in the Siberia. That is how they tortured the devotees of Russia. I'm talking about that was in as late as 85, 86. But then what happened? 87, 88, in Russia there was a revolution of consciousness, glasnost and perestroika. And as a result of that, Russia became free from communism. Why do you think that happened? How do you think that happened? Who is the supreme controller? So don't, isn't it prudent, isn't it proper to think that is Krishna who actually made it happen? When Krishna saw that his devotees are being persecuted like that by the communists, Krishna said, okay, hell with the communism. And just with one kick, he drove communism out of Russia. So that is the potency Krishna has. So we have to have full faith in Krishna. Now all kinds of wonderful things will happen in this world. And eventually the whole world will become Krishna conscious. Muslims hate Vedic cultures. But look who became the Namacharya in Mahaprabhu Sankirtana movement? So what does it show? And isn't it quite strange or quite relevant, I would say, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give the holy name and he made a Muslim the Acharya of the holy name. I'm sure Mahaprabhu has some amazing plan which we don't really know how it's going to unfold. But when it'll unfold, we will see some amazing happening. So just wherever you are, just accept the process and try to help the movement to spread. Make that the goal of your life. Yesterday I briefly mentioned, like, how to make your life Krishna conscious. Like as you were saying, what was his name, the person who was asking the question in the morning?
Mr. Ravi Prabhu.
I see. In the morning program, yes. He asked, that's a nice question actually, which gave me the opportunity to explain also. That we are householders, so we have to work. Yeah? Okay. So what should we do? How many of you were there yesterday? So, do you remember what my answer was? How many of you remembered my answer? Okay, wait, Prakash, you help us.
Well, you said that everything we should belong to Krishna, we should link to the Krishna, and then we should see we are working for Krishna, not for family.
Not work for Krishna, not for family. That was not my intention. But work in such a way that your work for Krishna becomes the work for your family. Because your family is Krishna's family. Right? When you take that your family is Krishna's family, then yes, you are very much working for the family, but for Krishna's family. You have to consider, oh, so many devotees are in my house. How am I going to take care of them? Just like you are taking care of me in your house. So there are so many members in your house. They are all Krishna's devotees. And now you have to make arrangements for them. And that's why you are working. So you are working, but for whom you are working? You working for Krishna. So in this way, it's a matter of change of consciousness. That's why Prabhupada coined this expression, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. A change of consciousness, not change of our activities. Our activities can remain the same, but the consciousness is changed. Instead of doing it for me, I'll do it for Krishna. Instead of not even doing it for me, instead of doing it for my body, I'll do it for Krishna. So that is how itself we can transform our activity and make it spiritual. Our material activities are spiritual. And then when we perfectly do that, then we'll achieve our spiritual perfection. Okay, let's briefly try to also analyze that, discuss that. How will it lead to our spiritual perfection? You want to hear?
Yes.
Okay. How many types of material bodies do we have? Individually? Yes. Rahul?
Two types.
Very good. We have two types of material bodies. One is gross and the other is subtle. Now we have to become free from material bondage. That's the goal. Right? Now at the time of death we actually become free from our body. Isn't it? When we die, we are free from the bondage. We become free from the bondage of the gross body, but the subtle body remains. And it is the subtle body that takes us to the next destination. Subtle body never dies. Gross body dies. Subtle body never dies. Now this subtle body doesn't die, then how do we get rid of the subtle body? The only thing that can happen to a subtle body is transform the subtle body. Subtle body will not die, but it can be transformed. How? A subtle body consisting of mind. Now what is Krishna saying? What should he do with the mind? Very good. Manmanabha. Meaning, with the mind you only think of Krishna. So when with your mind you are always thinking of Krishna, then the mind becomes spiritualized. When you are thinking of Krishna with the mind, then is it material mind or spiritual mind?
Spiritual.
So material mind now has become spiritualized. So in this way, when the mind is constantly thinking of Krishna, teshaṁ satato yuktāna, bhajatan pritipurvakam. When one is constantly engaged in serving Krishna, then dadami buddhi yogam tam. Buddhi means
intelligence.
So now what happened? When you constantly are engaged in serving Krishna, the buddhi has become buddhi yoga. Right? So mind has become spiritualized, intelligence has become spiritualized. And now that you have become always engaged in the service of Krishna, what happened to you? You have become a servant of Krishna. So jive sarup hai. So where is your false ego? So what happened to your mind, the intelligence and false ego? No more mind, no more intelligence, no more false ego. They all have become spiritualized. So that state is called Jivan Mukta stage or Sarup Siddhi. Perfection of one's spiritual identity. Sarup Siddhi. Jivar Sarup Hai Krishna Nityadas. So at that stage one is completely spiritual. Iha jasya hare dasya karmana manasa gira nikhilasapi avastasu jivan mukta sauchyate. He is called jivan mukta. He has become mukta, liberated, even though he is living in this. He's living in this material body, but inside, no subtle body, pure spirit soul. And then when the time comes for him to leave the body, he leaves the gross body and goes back to spirit. That's called Vastu Siddhi. There are two kinds of spiritual perfection. One perfection is Swarup Siddhi, which is achieved when one is living in his body, and when one is free from the body, then goes back to the spiritual. Vastu Siddhi. So this will be achieved just by practicing the process properly. And what is the process? Jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat juhasi, dadasi, jat. Jat tapushoshi konteya, tat kurushamagra. What a wonderful process. Whatever we do, we don't have to stop our action. We don't have to stop eating. On the other hand, Prabhupada told me, make sure that the devotees get nice prasad. And then he said, that is the only sense gratification they have. So, jadas nasi, whatever you eat, jad juhasi, whatever you offer in sacrifice, dadasi jat, whatever you give in charity, jat tapososhi, whatever austerities you perform, tat kurusha madharva. You do all those things for my sake. Whatever you do, do it for Krishna. Whatever you eat, take Krishna prasad. Whatever sacrifice you perform, make sure that the sacrifice is meant for Krishna's pleasure, and so forth. So we don't have to change our situation, but we simply have to become situated in Krishna consciousness. So now you remember why Krishna sent you to Kuwait? So when you are here, spread Krishna consciousness. Very nice. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Yesterday, I didn't get this opportunity to ask a question.
Sure.
We feed and nourish this body every day, many times a day with prasadam. How we should feed and nourish our real self, that is Atma.
Very good point. First you do it by eating prasadam. Because prasadam is spiritual food. And it acts both ways. It nourishes the body, and it nourishes the soul also, because it's prasad, Krishna's mercy. And then the most effective way is by chanting the holy name. Because when you chant the holy name, it is actually reminding you of Krishna. It's reminding you of Krishna. And that is what the soul needs. Soul is starving in the material nature. It's hankering for pleasure. But does it get pleasure in the material nature? No. The only way the soul becomes pleased is by becoming related to Krishna, by re-establishing his lost relationship with Krishna. Therefore the holy name is the most important. And for both this function, tongue is the vital. To eat prasad, Krishna vara dayamai, kodi vare jiva jai, shab prasad anga dilo bhai. So the tongue, jiva jai, jiva, you will relish Krishna Prasad through the tongue and you chant the holy name also. Not with the tongue actually. The tongue is the platform on which the holy name lies. Tongue is the stage on which the holy name dances. Actually the holy name rises from the soul and coming to the tip of the tongue, it just begins to dance. Yes, you have a, somebody has a question in the back. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, as we told that when we die, our subtle body goes with us. So, is there any difference between subtle body and the soul?
Yes. Subtle body is material, just as gross body is material. Subtle body also is material. And the subtle body carries the soul to the next destination. Okay? The soul is spiritual. Soul is we in our real self. And then it has two coverings, subtle body and gross body.
And the desire, it contains in the subtle body or it's...
Desires are in the subtle body. Because desires are coming from mind. Right? See, what actually happens, desires are not exactly coming from mind, desires are coming from consciousness. The soul has consciousness and the consciousness is flowing through the mind. Mind is the medium through which the consciousness comes to the material direction, projected to the material direction. So when there is desire, that we have to understand is the consciousness is causing the desire through the medium of the mind. And see how the desires are developing. Also let us consider. You see, our body has five senses. Right? All the senses are functioning through the nervous system. Right? The nerves, our body is a network of nerves. There are nerves all throughout the body. And those nerves, all these nerves are ending in these five senses. And the focal point of the nerves, like we can see, the nerves are going into the spinal column, vertebral column, spinal cord. Through the spinal cord, it is going into the brain center. Right? So the focal point of all the nerves is the brain center. And the mind is sitting there. Right? So the senses are carrying the messages and sending it to the mind. And mind is receiving them. Then the intelligence is deciding. Oh, this will be pleasing to me, so let me accept it. And this won't be pleasing to me, so reject it. That is what the intelligence is doing all the time. Accepting and rejecting. And then beyond that is the false ego. He is thinking, yes, I am the enjoyer. So, this is how the desires are actually coming from the subtle body, combined with mind intelligence. Thank you. Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Thank you for coming to
my...
How does one prepare to be qualified to have this shelter of the spiritual master?
How does one qualify to take shelter of a spiritual master? You know, the first main qualification is to accept the process of Krishna consciousness sincerely. Anybody who has accepted Krishna consciousness sincerely is qualified. Right? But that sincerity is now, the question is, how do we recognize whether one is sincere or not? The indication of the sincerity will be following the process. And the process is chant 16 rounds, follow the four Yuga-Vedic principles, associate with the devotees, read Prabhupada's books. So that is why GBC has this standard that in order to qualify to take shelter of a spiritual master, one must chant 16 rounds, follow the four Yuga-Vedic principles, at least for 6 months. Not that one day one chants 16 rounds. Yes, what's your question?
Maharaj, you mentioned about Vastu Siddhi.
Not Vastu Siddhi, Vastu. Vastu means Vastu Purusha.
I remember reading about Sadhana Siddha, wherein.
Okay. That is another consideration. Sadhana means practice.
What is the difference,
Maharaj? Yeah. See, that is. Siddhi or perfection can be achieved, or there are two factors for achieving perfection. One is practice and the other is mercy. So sadhana siddha and kripa siddha. And so one way one becomes perfect, that perfection can be achieved either by practice or by mercy. But ultimately, it is kripa only. Sadhana is simply to show our sincerity. But it is the mercy of the spiritual master that ultimately leads to spiritual perfection. Prabhupada pointed out that ultimately it is the kripa.
Then what is vastu siddhi, Maharaj?
Vastu means the substance. So the spiritual substance that he is, that he has become that. See, one is Siddhi and the other is Siddha. Sarup Siddhi, Vastu Siddhi, but Kripa Siddhya, Sadhana Siddhya. You get the thing? Like, achieving perfection, by the means of achieving perfection, is sadhana and kripa. But when one has become perfected, that perfection is of two kinds. He is perfected in his identity, spiritual identity, but he is still in his material body. You see, the body we cannot get rid of ourselves. Body is a gift of material nature. Mother Nature gave us this body. Therefore, we have to wait till Mother Nature says, okay, you can now leave the body. We cannot, therefore, committing suicide is considered to be the worst kind of crime. Worst kind of offense. Because Mother Nature gave us this body, and if we squander it, then what she will say? I'll never give you a body. That's why they don't get a body. The subtle body, they remain in the subtle body, don't get a gross body. So the gross body is a gift of Mother Nature. So Mother Nature will decide when we leave the body. And we wait for that time. When the time comes for leaving the body, then the pure spirit soul goes back to the spiritual sky. So that, vastu means substance. The substance that he is, spiritual substance, he has become that.
Yes. I have one more. You did mention about in this particular age, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful and he's inaugurated the Sankirtan and movement. What about in other Kali Yugas, Maharaj, where Krishna is not there and Lord Chaitanya is not there? How do the living entities, because in Satya, Treta and Dwapara, at least they have some piety left, but in Kali Yuga, in the other Yugas, what is their...
The other Yugas, they come, but they don't get this Sankirtan with this understanding of Braja Prem. Right? Say, for example, in simple words I can say, the destination of other Kali Yuga's Sankirtan, Sankirtan is the Yuga Dharma. In Kali Yuga also they do congregational chanting. But this through that congregational chanting, they'll go to Vaikuntha, not Vrindavan. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he creates the opportunity for us to go back to Vrindavan. And, anyway. And you see, Sambandha Gyan will be different. Although the Harinam will be there, but through the Harinam, the understanding of Radha Krishna will not be there. This indication, understanding of Hare Krishna is actually Radha Krishna. So Radha Krishna of Braja. In other Kali Yuga, through Sankirtan, they won't have the understanding of Radha Krishna. Just like it's saying, Jodi Gauro na hoito, tabe ki hoito, kemone dhoritam dehe, Braja rasa sima, Radharo mohima, jagrati janati. So this is what a special mercy of Chaitanya. Radharani's identity has been revealed. So he had been working today also, huh? Yes, Rahul.
Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for the wonderful class. Maharaj, my question is regarding when we are chanting the holy name, we are getting the mercy. But we see, over a period of time, in material life and spiritual life, both the times, when we practice it, we get so many of the things out of it. Like in material life, we have our qualifications, we have our money, we have our intelligence, everything. And in spiritual life, when we start practicing, we learn so many shlokas, sometimes give classes also, we do services, we are recognized for it. And these Maharajas create a feeling that there is always a fear that we are something, that feeling of some pride starts keeping in the heart, even in a gross way and a subtle way. And we have found that actually is very, very difficult to, it tries to pull us down and we start committing offenses. How to get protected?
Okay, good. Is the pride centered around Krishna?
Sometimes it gets centered about ourselves, that I am doing it.
Is it in relation to Krishna? Then it's all right. You see, these tendencies will be there. Don't worry. When Krishna is, you know, when you have dedicated your life to, when you're spreading His glory, Krishna is what? And even if you become proud, Krishna will say, that's all right. Doesn't the servant of a rich man become proud? And does his master get upset? Why my servant is so proud? He is saying that he is proud in relation to him, to others, but in front of him, he is more humble than a blade of grass. That's what matters. Yes, we are proud. We very proudly say that we are the most aristocratic person. We have the richest father. My father, our father is the wisest of all. Huh? Yes. There is no heart.
But Maharaj, when we see this, I am better than this devotee, then that danger starts coming up.
Yeah. Anyway, so now that you are recognizing it, you don't do it. Right? If you feel that it is something that should be calmed,
I
carpet. So do you want to give a class?
Huh?
No, I'm saying. Yeah? Maybe you can sit here and lead the kirtan. Will you lead the kirtan?
Come.
Jain temple, Madan Mohan
died.
Huh? Madan Mohan, what's the blood?
Madan Mohan?
How was Krishna got Madan Mohan name?
Madan Mohan. Madan means Cupid, and Mohan means enchanter. So he enchants even Madan or Cupid. See, one Cupid has enchanted the whole universe. Every universe has a Cupid, Madan, and he enchants everybody in the universe. But Krishna, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shoka. So he enchanted millions and millions of people. That is how attractive he is. That's why he is Madan Mohan. The Madan Mohan aspect also is related to Sambandha. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. This Madan Mohan is Sambandha Adhideva. Sambandha Aditya. Relationship. Why are we attracted to Krishna? Because Krishna is most attractive. He attracts even Madan. Then Abhidheya, Govinda. And Prayojan, Gopina. So Sri Govinda Gopinath, Madan. So, should we have a little kirtan? You sure you don't want to lead the kirtan? Do you buy the harmoniums here or you get them from India?
From India.
Then you see you get very good harmoniums in Calcutta. But I have noticed in Pune also you get very good harmoniums. But the thing is those harmoniums from Pune also come from Calcutta. But I found somebody actually gave me one harmonium from Pune. So I found that was very good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Yeah.